It's a call to overhaul immigration. President Trump endorsed today new legislation from Republican Senators David Perdue of Georgia and Tom Cotton of Arkansas that would cut in half the number of people allowed into the nation legally, marking a profound shift in policies that have been in place for half a century.
For decades, the United States was operated and has operated a very low-skilled immigration system, issuing record numbers of green cards to low-wage immigrants. And it has not been fair to our people, to our citizens, to our workers.
The president's senior advisor, Stephen Miller, fiercely defended the policy change at a White House briefing today.
This is a reality that's happening in our country. Now, maybe it's time we had compassion, Glenn, for American workers. President Trump has met with American workers who've been replaced by foreign workers and ask them how this has affected their lives.
With us now to explain the proposed legislation is Alan Gomez, reporter for USA Today, who covers immigration. He joins me now from Miami. Alan, welcome back to the program. So how does this proposal differ from current law?
Basically, what this proposal would do was completely upend the way that the U.S. accepts immigrants. Right now, about 63% of green cards that are given to foreigners are given based on their family ties. In other words, they have somebody here in the U.S. that sponsors them, and they're able to get that green card. What they want to do, what President Trump and Senators Cotton and Perdue are proposing, is switching to a system more like Canada, where it's more based on their economic contributions and how they can contribute to the economy of the country. And in Canada, it's a complete opposite. About 63% of the visas that are green cards that are given there are based on those economic ties. So they want to implement a points-based system where we rank would-be immigrants based on their education, their technical experience, their job experience, and make our immigration system more focused on what they can do for this country rather than just having family ties.
And practically, what would the changes be?
Practically, what it would be incredibly, I mean, it's hard to overestimate just what a drastic change this would be. So right now, if you're a U.S. citizen, you can sponsor your children, your spouse, your parents, your grandparents, your grandchildren, your cousins, your brothers, your sisters. What this proposal would do would limit it to only your spouse and only your minor children. So that would drastically reduce your opportunities to bring your relatives into the United States. And again, on the economics, so all those folks could still be eligible to come in, but they would have to pass that test. They would have to go through that screening process that examines their ability to contribute immediately to the U.S. economy and favors people with higher educations, with PhDs, with master's degrees, and those kinds.
And very quickly, in just a word, what are the prospects of this becoming law?
Not very good. Senator Cotton introduced this bill back in February. It hasn't even gotten a committee hearing. And we heard opposition today from immigrants, from Democrats, and even some Republicans who thought it went too far.
Alan Gomez with USA Today. We thank you.
Thank you.